بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, somebody asked me, one of my friends, to advise on what we should do to one to prevent as well as to act, what we should do if, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of you and all of us from the kind of incident that happened in New Zealand. But if such a thing happens, then what should be the reaction? What must we do? How must we be prepared for this? I hope to be able to say that in the time that we have for the Fajr reminder, inshallah. I think there are a few important things to keep in mind. And the first one is that protection comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So focusing only on material things is the wrong place to begin. So let us see who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to protect, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah said, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa and the people who are muhsinun, who are the people of ihsan. So first and foremost, we need to ask ourselves, do we come in this definition of the people who Allah supports, the people who Allah said He is with, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَعْفِعُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah said that He protects and He defends the people of Iman, the people of faith. Are we people of Iman? Are we people who follow the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Seriously, today we have by and large become people who have stopped following the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We still have Arabic names, we still have Farsi and Persian names, so-called Muslim names. The name is not a Muslim or not Muslim. We practice that part of our deen which we like to practice, and the other parts of our deen which we find inconvenient or problematic, we leave it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this particular tendency of selectively following Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this rhetorical question, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah said, do you have faith in some part of the book and you deny the rest of the book, the other parts of the book? Meaning that, are you selectively following Islam? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for people like that who selectively follow Islam. Allah said that Allah will constrict your life and make your life difficult and problematic in this world. And on the day of judgment, you will be returned to the worst of the punishment. So we have to first seriously sit and take stock. And please do this in every single masjid on the face of the planet, whoever is listening to this. Call a meeting, sit down and ask this question and say, are we people of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ? Are we people of taqwa and people who are muhsinun, people who do ihsan? Or are we among those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and asked this question, do you have faith in some part of the book and do you leave the rest of the book? Are you people who selectively practice Islam? So we have to settle this, because if we are going to continue to be said people who selectively practice Islam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send enemies against us and give the enemy victory over us. And believe me, no amount of infrastructure, no amount of weaponry, no amount of strategy and tactics is going to help you and me if Allah decides that we are to be harmed. And then Allah also promised punishment in the hereafter. So not only harm here, but also punishment in the hereafter. May Allah protect us from ourselves and protect us from doing these things. I can't even stop talking about how many times we have to say the same things over and over and over again. Do not anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not do what Allah has made haram. Allah has made israf haram. Allah has made alcohol haram. Allah has made drugs haram. Allah has made gambling and horse racing and all kinds of stuff haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made oppressing other people haram. Think about that. Think about all the stuff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war against those who deal with interest, who borrow money on interest, who lend money on interest, who have businesses which run on bank loans on which you are paying interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war on you. And if you are, and if you think that Allah is going to help or protect the one who has accepted this declaration of war and put his own name by his own hand in the list of the enemies of Allah, please, stop smoking whatever you are smoking, because you are insane. You are completely crazy that you believe that Allah will protect those who have chosen to be his enemies. My brothers and sisters, the first and foremost thing to do is to stop fooling ourselves. So first thing to do is get back on the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Number two, become people who are beneficial to other people. People attack those who they see as enemies, who they see as harmful to them, so they want to get rid of them. Become beneficial to other people. It's very simple. Ask yourself this question and say, who did I benefit today? And when I say who, I don't mean your family. Right? I do not mean your family. I don't even mean other Muslims. I'm talking about other people who are not Muslim. Ask yourself, who am I benefiting today? Let us become beneficial to the whole world. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. He called us linnas, ukhrijat linnas. It's selected for the people. Allah did not say ukhrijat lil muslimin. He didn't say I selected you for the Muslims. Allah said I've selected you for the benefit of all of mankind. So let us become beneficial to the people. So this is the second thing. So ask yourself, what kind of social projects are you doing? It's simple matter. I was in Sri Lanka, and one of my brothers is there. He said that we are trying to promote that we should go and clean up the beaches. Right? Big tourist attraction in Sri Lanka. I said, let us do. Other people are doing it. Let us go and clean the beaches. Let Muslims be seen as beneficial as they are doing some public work. And he is getting pushback. He is getting flack to say, why should we do that? Now imagine, what kind of nonsense is this? What kind of retrograde thinking is this? That when somebody gives a beautiful suggestion like this to say, let us do some work of public good, you actually push back against this. Now this is what leads to hatred being built against you. This is what also gives traction to the propaganda, the anti-Muslim or the Islamophobic propaganda that is done by people who hate you, who hate Islam, and who are creating this anti-Muslim narrative. What gives it traction is that the narrative seems to be true, because Muslims are not seen in any social projects. Take the Khalsa Sikhs, for example. Anything happens anywhere, you've got the Sardars there. They have opened their langar. They are feeding people. They are doing stuff. I'm not saying no Muslims are doing it. I'm saying, given the population, given the percentage of the population, we are nowhere on the scene. Let me be very clear about this. We have organizations. We have people who are doing good in bits and pieces, in little blocks. But please understand this. Given the population, we are 1/5 of the world population. We are nowhere on the scene as far as social work is concerned, as far as helping people is concerned, in relation to our population. So we have to get this out. We must be out there. As far as resources are concerned, we have got enough and more resources. We have got wealth beyond counting. And that wealth is going in luxury, in the pursuit of all kinds of khurafat, in the pursuit of just desire, instead of going in building a positive image for Islam and Muslims, which will happen when we become beneficial for the people. It is high time we changed our lifestyles. Protecting ourselves is not about building walls. Protecting ourselves is about breaking the walls, is about getting into the hearts of other people. And the route to the hearts of other people is through their bellies, is through dealing with their needs. So feed people, help people who are in hospitals, help people in need in every kind of way. I'm not going to make a list of things that we need to do, because first of all, the list will be very long, and secondly, it will depend on where you live, which country, and so on and so forth. Just look around, open your eyes and look around, and you will find opportunities to do good. Please do it. If you can't feed 100 people, feed one person. Do whatever you can do at whichever level. And believe me, the more you do that, the people who are today against you, their hearts will turn towards you. I've said this before, Muslims are 1/5 of the population, which means that for every one Muslim, there are 4 non-Muslims, which means that all you need to do is to convince 4 people, 4 non-Muslim people, that you are the best thing that happened to them. And that's it. You will convert world opinion. So please, let us make a serious effort at this to become beneficial for the whole world, because this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu created us. Now, as far as the material part of it is concerned, see, attacks, masajid are soft targets, and they can be open for attacks. May Allah protect all masajid and madaris and all works of Islamic work everywhere. So there is no guarantee that something like this will not happen again. Also, the kind of attack can be different. I mean, if there is somebody who is doing a suicide bombing or something, or if somebody is just throwing a grenade, or somebody is throwing a bomb into a masjid, there is really very little that one can do. We just ask Allah for His help. But I am talking specifically about a person coming in there with an automatic weapon, like it happened in New Zealand. Now, in that case, what must you do? First of all, the thing to do is Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help and protection, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us and protect us. That's the first thing and foremost thing to do. Is the moment something like this happens, the moment you see something, is call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Second thing is recognize the threat. What is the threat? The threat is somebody who is trained, probably who has combat experience, maybe it's an ex-serviceman, ex-army person. Even if that person does not have ex-army military combat experience, the person definitely is someone who knows weapons, he knows his weapon, and he knows automatic weapons. So you are up against somebody who you cannot compare with as far as his training is concerned in the use of that weapon. Second thing is, that is a person who is trained to kill, who has come to kill, he will have no compunctions about shooting. So therefore, trying to oppose that person physically is suicide, as simple as that. Third thing, do not even imagine, do not even think of rushing that person in a group, because that is the fastest way to get killed. If you rush a person in a group, please understand, if you have never fired a automatic weapon, you have no clue how fast and how devastating that weapon fire can be. And if you are rushing a person in a group, then when he starts shooting, when the first row, the people in the front, when they fall, they are going to trip up the people behind, and then the person can just pick you off one after the other. So don't even imagine. That is the most stupid, the most foolish thing to do, is to rush a person who is there with an automatic weapon and shooting. So please don't do that. What must you do? Do the exact opposite, which is run like hell. Scatter. Don't run in one place. Run like hell. Scatter. Go in multiple directions. You will still get killed, but the casualty rate will be far, far less, because he will have multiple targets to deal with, and by the time he shoots one, the others have escaped. So escape. Run. Run. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and run from there. Now, while you are doing that, also call the police. Whatever is the emergency number in your country, call that number. Everybody's got phones, call that number. Run. Get behind some kind of barrier. If there is a, you know, if there's a wall, there is furniture, there is, if there are doors and windows out of the building, obviously there will be, just get out of there, right? Get out of there, get out of sight of that person. That person does not have, or usually that person will not have the layout of your building. So even if you get out of his sight, inshallah, you will be safe. So just get out of his sight. If you are running, then just keep running. Just go out and keep running. Don't stop anywhere. Just get out, because the bullet is faster than you. Don't try to fight bullets. You cannot fight bullets. So run behind, run away as fast as you can run. Get behind any obstacle. Get out of the place. Get into another room or something and call the police. That is the thing to do. And then if you have the opportunity, throw stuff at the person, you know, missiles. By missiles, I don't mean actual missiles. I mean anything is a missile, right? An iron is a missile. Your phone is a missile. A water bottle is a missile. Your shoes are missiles. Because if you're throwing things at somebody, and you have to throw that from behind a barrier. I mean, don't stand there and throw things at the person and he can shoot you. From behind a barrier, if you're throwing things, then what happens is the person is, if somebody is being hit in the face with a shoe, or he has a water bottle flying at his head, then obviously it will distract his aim, so it will that will serve to protect you. Use anything that comes in hand as a weapon. For example, most places will have and should have fire extinguishers. So take the fire extinguisher and put it in his face. I mean, you know, slam it on the ground, and when it starts expelling carbon dioxide or foam or whatever it is, throw it in the man's face. So obviously he is going to get blinded, and he won't be able to shoot. But again, please understand, I'm not suggesting these as tactics that you must do face to face with a person. Just run from there. The best tactic is to get out of the place. Run like hell, get out of the place. Let the professionals deal with it. Let the police deal with it, because that is their job. And they will come in and deal with it. That's why I said call the police. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call the police. I think that is what we need to do. Final point is, go before the incident. Have cameras in the masjid. Be alert when you go into the masajid. If there is some person who is new that you have never seen before, obviously if it's a big Jummah and so on and so forth, you won't know everybody. But generally speaking, you will know the people who come regularly. If there's some new person, go ask them, Assalamu alaikum, who are you, where are you come from, where have you come from. If you see somebody carrying knapsacks, haversacks, something like this, then you know to stop them. Leave those outside the masjid. Do not bring them inside the masjid. Amazing thing in New Zealand, the man comes in with an automatic weapon. He is wearing body armor. He is obviously dressed as a soldier. And somebody says to him, "Brother, welcome." I mean, that may sound nice, but really, I mean, excuse me, you know, what are you trying to do? Here is a man who's, instead of saying that, just get out of his sight and call the police and say, here is the guy. Even if that is a policeman will not walk into your masjid with automatic weapons looking like combat soldiers, right? I mean, the police who are legitimate police will come to you, and they will have an appointment with you, and they will come and meet you. So when you see something like this, please use your intelligence. Don't fall into this trap of, you know, welcoming everybody. Some people should be welcomed, some should not be welcomed. So call the police. The emergency is always the best option. People who are trained to deal with that, they will come and deal with it. I think these are some of the things that come to mind. Wallahu alam, I think this is not a exhaustive list, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and help us. And recite Dua Qunut, recite Qunut in Qunut Nazila in Fajr. Even in other salawat, you can do that if there is a need. And seek the protection of Allah. But as I told you, it all begins with change of lifestyle. Unless we change our lives, we will not be able to protect ourselves, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect us. So be very clear, get out of all interest-based dealings, get out of all the khurafat, all the haram that you are doing in your lives, if you want the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.